$15,297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. To the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preaching around a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of the 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back,
I go back
to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
All right, all right. We're
we're back. How about that? Made it through the summer. We got a renewed for another season. That's what you love to see right there. We're back on the air, 104.9 FM, WJRH, with millions of listeners. Maybe tens of millions at this point. Spent the summer building the brand. And the folks know we're here. There was a high demand for this program, so we're back. Got to do it, you know? One day we'll get simulcast. Not today, but maybe one day when the demand gets high for that. We got a lot to talk about. And we got a lot of stuff to go. You know, you never know who's going to be calling in here. You never know. It could be Will. Could be Marquise. You know, Senator Sanders maybe making an appearance. Or he may not. We just don't know. He could be. Or he might be asleep for the next 2 hours, hour. So we'll see. Of course, we got to get into... The presidential race is heating up. I don't know, we got like 30-something days left until the next president is elected. So obviously there's a lot to get into there. We got football season underway now, about 20% into the football season. So maybe Will is going to be our preeminent football expert here on the program. Maybe if he calls in at some point in the next 55 minutes, we'll get him talking some football. Because we got to diversify the talk, of course. Get some football. We'll get some baseball wrapping up, you know. Yankees got eliminated, but that's fine. I mean, you know, they traded away all their good players and then somehow still made it to the final series of the season before they got eliminated. So that's a pretty good job. You know, there's a bright future there. There's no question about that. So, you know, we don't have to get into the Yankees, though, because they're done. So nobody cares about them for, you know, many months now. We'll get to them next season in the spring. So we'll get to, you know, the Cubs. Haven't won a World Series, you know, since 1900-something. Could possibly break the curse this year. Could very well have a Cubs-Red Sox World Series. Two of the most classic stadiums in baseball, if not the two most classic stadiums in baseball. That would be something. Hopefully the Red Sox get swept, but, you know, that would still be a cool series. And then, you know, we'll play a couple songs. We'll play some music. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't really know what's on the agenda here with the terms of playlists. We're going to have to make this up as we go along. You know, you'd think first show of the year, you know, got many months to prepare. You know, have a couple songs picked out, but now we're just on the fly. That's why, you know, the folks love it, because you never know what's coming on. So let's get to first. Everybody talks about why Trump can... first of all, we got to line up the volume here with the music and the mic. Such an issue. I think we're kind of, I don't know what it is. That's fine. We'll get some listener feedback here on the noise volumes. Also, I mean, come on, can I get an assistant one time? Got a computer over here trying to read some stuff so we have some informed conversation. Got to be lining up a playlist. Got my eye on the other side of the room looking at the phone, making sure, you know, the phone's lighting up all the time. Got to make sure I'm answering the calls. You know, trying to keep the listener entertained. Got to be worried about these two desk monitors here. I mean, can I get somebody to help out one time? It's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, we still have a highly successful program, and it's just, I mean, I got to worry about this switchboard. I mean, nothing changes. That's fine, though. You know, one day, once they actually give me a real contract, maybe I'll hire an assistant. But first off, like I was saying, everybody talks about, you know, Trump's disqualified because he does this or said that or whatever. I mean, we need to get into why Hillary, Mrs. Clinton, can never be president of the United States. I mean, if you want to talk about one of the candidates who should be disqualified from ever holding that office, it's Hillary Clinton. Let's be honest here. So we'll get into that. There are a few key reasons why she can never be president. Well, I mean, she can, but why we should never let her be president. So first, we're going to go to... There was a nice little mashup on YouTube from this guy, Michael Yeager. We're going to go to Hillary Clinton versus James Comey, the director of the FBI, and a heavyweight battle here of somebody's lying. So, you know, is it James Comey or is it Hillary Clinton? This is going to be pick who you think's lying. We'll fire up that clip.
I did not email any classified material to anyone. There is no classified material.
110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
I provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related.
Several thousand work-related emails that were not among the group of 30,000 emails returned by Secretary Clinton.
I thought using one device...
Love the soundtrack on here, too.
Also used right. Numerous mobile
back
devices
to the feed.
To send and to read email.
There were no security breaches.
It is possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account.
It was my practice to communicate with State Department and other government officials on their .gov accounts.
That hostile actors gained access to the private commercial email accounts of people with whom Secretary Clinton was in regular contact.
That's fine. We got enough there. That's, I mean, come on. So. Oh, hey, Owen, how are you?
Hey, man.
Yo, turn my mic on. So, there's people barging into the room here. I'm going to hire a security guard as well as an assistant. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. We could go on for 20 minutes with that, but we don't need to because we get the point. I mean, you've never seen... They talk about most qualified person ever running for president. There's never been a more dishonest person running for president. I mean, say anything, do anything, you know... Whatever it takes, she's going to do it to become president, say whatever she needs to say. And I mean, so we'll get into the email stuff a little more. Interesting story that came out about, well, it came out in February, but then it got some more play in the past week about how the president was emailing on a non-secured server with an alias, you know, Uma Abedin, Hillary's confidant, was shown these emails by the FBI, and she's like, who is that? And the FBI is like, oh, that's actually the president, because he's emailing under an alias because he didn't want to get caught with the non-secure email deal. I mean, you can't, he emailed Hillary 24 times. You can't be, I mean, come on. So there was no way they could ever get her with that, because otherwise they're going to have to charge the president, which is never going to happen. I mean, that's like, that's unbelievable. But I mean, does it get any attention that the President of the United States is using a pseudonym to email Hillary Clinton on a non-secure server and present a major conflict there for the FBI? No, it gets no play. Nobody talks about it except, you know, a couple of websites here and there. I mean, it's unbelievable. In the interest of just the media covering it doesn't have any interest besides getting her elected, so I guess that makes sense from that perspective. But I mean, come on. It's absurd. Where are we? I mean, no, we're not taking the call yet. We're not taking the call. We'll call back. Because we need to go to a musical break here. I promised we'd get some Blake Shelton up to a couple of my friends. So we'll get some Blake Shelton up here. That's what we got to do. That's the go-to move here. We'll go 7:14. Blake Shelton's on the air.
Drinks I'd had, cause ain't no way it all went down that ride. You were waiting on somebody and they never did show. You were pissed off, leaving, came back cause you forgot your phone. And there I was, yeah, I just sat down in the seat you left. You walked up, I said, what are you doing with your beautiful self? You laughed and your song came on. I begged you for a dance and we danced and it was on. Eyes locked, clock stopped. One little kiss, no, we never meant to start falling in love. Oh man, you can't make this up. Then I walked you out to your car. It wouldn't start cause you left on your lights. Then you just shook your head and laughed. Said, I guess I need a ride. Then come to find out your house was just a block from mine. Yeah, this is one of those movie scene cool kind of things where the stars align. Just an hour ago, there I was. Yeah, I just sat down in the seat you left. You walked up, I said, what are you doing with your beautiful self? You rolled your eyes, but you laughed and your song came on. I begged you for
All right, Blake, that's great. Well, now on the we have the phones are heating up here, but on the line right now, from well, let's see if I can connect this. I haven't done a phone connection in a while. Let's see, is he on the is he here on the phone now? Hopefully, is Matt Gambetta from now at the University of Notre Dame, formerly my high school friend from Del Barton. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, he's here. It worked. Flawless. Look at that.
I know. It's a miracle. You did it all by yourself, too. Aren't you proud?
Yeah, I'm very resourceful.
There you go.
How we doing, baby?
I mean, you have to be when you have a crew of one, and that one is you.
I know. Well, you're surprised they even get on the air, let's be honest.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm surprised they let you have this station again.
Yeah, they gave it back to me. I got a large signing bonus, too, to sign on for another year. I mean, I don't want to... I'm not saying this, you know... to quote Trump, I'm not being braggadocious, but I mean they really wanted
really
me back.
Were they really that desperate? Did they really need you to
say,
go up?
See, I don't think that's the proper way to frame it. I think, you know, I think they were, you know, I had all the leverage in the negotiations. That's if you want, that's the way I'm going to put it. You know, they wanted me.
Right, of course. So your leverage got you the 7 o'clock slot on a Saturday night.
If you didn't know, this is the most listened to slot in the whole week because everyone's in there, you know, everyone's hanging out right now. It's post, like, no one's going out yet, so they're all in, and everyone's got the radio on. No one's doing any homework. It's perfect time.
Yeah, listen, yeah. If anyone is in their right mind listening to the radio at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night and they're not, like, pre-gaming or something, then shame on them.
Well, why can't they be doing both?
Why would they? What are they going to pregame while listening to
my station?
Show?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? It's going to become a drinking game. Is that it?
No. I don't think that's necessary.
Actually, that's a good idea. They could do that.
No, we don't need. No, no.
No, this is a suggestion to all the listeners out there by Lafayette. Turn this into a drinking game. Every time I say or Ben says schmuck or mention something political,
well, see,
then you take a shot.
No. First of all.
You're going to love it.
First of all, you're not included in this, okay? You're just a caller. I could boot you off the air right now. You can't be based on what you say.
But you don't dare boot me off the air because you have nothing else to do.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're the first. I was running out of stuff to talk about, and it was only 10 minutes into the show. I mean.
You're admitting this all on air.
Yeah. That's are we back on air?
Are we back on air?
Yeah, you know, well, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
We are on air?
Yeah, we're on air. Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, okay.
Well, can you tell me why? I mean, I know they won today, but why does your football team just, I mean, Lafayette's better than Notre Dame. Come on.
What's Lafayette's record right now?
Do you think I know that? I have no idea. We lost today.
Okay, well, I'll look up their record right now. Hold on.
No, we don't need you looking up information on the air.
You guys are
yep.
Lafayette Leopards. Look at you.
But what are we?
Special.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm going to pull this up.
This is really great radio. This is how Mike Francesa gets to be number one with all the dead air. I'm going to start imitating that. We'll have some dead air here.
I don't... Let's see. Let's go to the schedule real quick.
It doesn't take that long. Come on.
Yeah, well, I can't seem to find their record.
Okay, well,
anywhere.
I know Notre Dame is 2-3. That's embarrassing. They were supposed to be a top 10 team in the country this year. They're just embarrassing themselves.
Yes, I know. I'm looking at Lafayette's record to see if they're just as bad.
Respect yourself, Gambetta. Stop going to the games.
Okay, you guys had a win. Then you had a loss. Then you had a loss.
A loss.
Then you had a loss.
Loss.
And today
we lost.
You...
Yeah. Lost.
You lost. Okay,
well, I
so
gotta
you're
say,
one and four.
Yeah, well, that one, the first win of the week there, that tied our win record from all of last year. We did that in 1 week this year. That's pretty good.
I guess.
When
I
you matched last year's win record in the first week, not bad.
Yeah. So anyway, to explain Notre Dame. So yeah, so it's true. We were ranked number 10 in the country.
Yeah.
Very first shot out, and after that we just sank to, I think it was 18, and then the next week we sank to nothing.
Because you guys are terrible. That's
We're not completely terrible. It's the defense that's the problem. And of course that's why Brian Van Gorder got fired.
See these details. Listen, we're talking on a macro level here. My listeners are not interested in the status of the Notre Dame defensive coordinator? Okay.
Well, the current coordinator is, his status is fine and healthy, I guess.
Well,
he's
for
kind
now.
Of a chubby guy, so I don't really know his true status. But the other guy is out of a job.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, not really. Nobody really cared for him at that point.
So I think Will's going to call in later. Do you think you're a better caller or Will's better? Who do you think?
Depends on what you want to talk about. I mean, if it's sports, then Will's got it all over me. Uh-huh. But otherwise, if it's politics or just smearing you and this show, then you got to turn to me, bud. Honestly?
I don't even know. I mean, Will's pretty good with politics. I don't know. He might have surpassed you.
Nah, he probably has surpassed me. Honestly.
Yeah. Do you bring anything to the show anymore?
Okay, it's funny that you asked that because you're the one that requests me to come on half the time.
That's not true. That's not true. I just let you know that the show's happening because I know you're busy. And then I want to call in.
Like, and then you're like, no, no. Please
well,
call in.
This is all. These are off the record conversations.
Yeah,
you can't
well,
be mentioning
now they're
this.
On the record. Now we're going to make this known for all who hear that you are desperate for people to call. So you ask your friends from high school to come and call.
That's not true at all.
Oh, really?
That's not true.
Okay, so hold on, wait. I'll put you on speakerphone. I'll pull it up right here on my Facebook Messenger. Here we go. I'm going to read verbatim what you sent me.
No. We're going to hang up.
Yeah, no. We'll put this on the record. We'll let the listeners decide.
This is
that?
My program. I'm going to decide what's going on the record here. I have a better question for you. I have an actual question
all
people care about. What is the status?
Like
yeah, that's my question. That's my question. I'm talking about the message. What is the status of the senator? Is he still alive?
He's breathing. He's kind of, he's in ICU right now.
Because the people want him back, so are you going to be able to get him or what?
Maybe next week, but...
That's really disappointing.
Well, you see, it's 7:24, it's past his bedtime, and like I said, he's in ICU, so, I mean, he's kind of, on the...
It's the season...
You don't really know if he's actually going
to
live.
It's the season premiere of this program. You're supposed to be bringing the energy, and you just have no energy, you don't have your character. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Why am I here, Ben?
That's
Why
a good question. You've been here eight and a half minutes too long.
I've been on this show 8.5 minutes, gosh.
Yeah, time really flies.
I know. Say, listen, would you like to play a Christmas song for me?
No, we're not playing any Christmas songs until November.
Why?
No, you requested a Christmas song last time, and I indulged you once, and it's not going to happen again.
Why can't you play another one?
Well, I can. I'm not going to.
But why don't you?
Because it's October 1st.
What's your point?
It's too far away from Christmas. I know that's all you listen to, but it's too far away.
If Santa Claus said anything that was true, Christmas is not just a day, it's a frame of mind. And I think you need to enter into that Christmas frame of mind.
That's a Santa Claus quote?
Quote Santa Claus who from Miracle on 34th Street. The one that was in Macy's? That Santa Claus? He said that. Very wise man.
Oh, so that's the real one.
I think you should take this department store Santa's words to heart.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't ask what you thought about Santa's quote, so... I'm not going to take it to heart, so it's fine. What are you up to right now?
Right now? Gosh, I'm getting work done.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, no, it's thrilling. It's absolutely thrilling.
Who do you think is going to win the election?
Please don't ask me that question.
Who do you think?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like Hillary.
And who do you want to win?
Anyone but.
Are you on the Trump train?
I can't say that either.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know. My Papa is looking like a pretty good candidate.
Who?
Yeah, Louis Gambetta, my dad.
You can't vote for your dad for president.
Why not? Is he not a good candidate?
I mean, considering, you know, what happened with Father Michael, I don't think he's qualified.
Oh, come on. You're bringing that up again?
I don't think he's qualified. We don't need to get into it. I mean, I respect.
No.
I'm not going to embarrass Mr. Gambetta on the air, but I'm just saying, like.
No. What happened with Father Michael was Father Michael's fault.
You're blaming the victim. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll blame the victim here. The victim brought it upon himself.
That kind of rhetoric is just very offensive.
You think I care? Sad. Goodness.
Well, I'm sure they're both listening.
Cut me off the air?
Yeah, I will, actually, right now. That's it. Goodbye.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for calling, Matt.
Yeah.
I have a couple other people who want to get on the air.
Oh, wait, you're actually kicking me off?
Yeah, you've been on for 12 minutes.
Okay. I didn't expect that. But you are going to play a Christmas song for me, though, right?
Well, no. I'm not kicking you off. You can stay on if you want. I'm just saying I thought you wanted to leave. Yeah. And second of all, I'm not playing a Christmas song. And third of all, you got to provide some energy here.
Ben, I am not leaving until you play a Christmas song.
Okay. Well, then I guess the rest of the show is going to be me and Matt co-hosting because it's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play Christmas music.
Okay.
And
you play
along.
It and pretend it's my show.
Yeah, right.
And
it's not your show. It's the station's show. And the station has very poor taste. Righty. So.
Well, I think Will's itching to get in here. So I don't know if you want to talk to him or probably not, right? You don't want to talk to Will?
No, I like talking to Will. But just so you know, I'm going to be singing until you actually decide to put a Christmas song on.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a song and then Will might call in and you may or may not be still on the line. I don't really know how this stuff works. So you may be here, you might not be.
You really should know how this stuff works.
I don't get paid enough to know how the station works.
You are the only one that runs this show. You need to know how your equipment works.
I know. Well, we're going to go to this song. I'm going to turn my mic off. You'll probably go back on the phone, but I don't know. Don't hang up yet. I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay.
This is Florida Georgia Line. Don't talk.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing where she bought. Backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, but nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox, play the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac, or you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco, buy a cold sixer with a a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up, and know that 15 minutes of fame us ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox, play the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac. Before you get lost down some road, slow rolling with the top out the back of a Bronco, buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly if you can't. Then you
you can't, then you just free fall.
We're back here, and as we like to do, we have a special surprise. So joining the program now, for some reason, Gambetta hasn't hung up the phone yet, so he's still here. And also joining us now, a staple from last year's program, Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
Good, Ben. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. I believe Matt's still here. Matt, are you still here?
I'm still here. It took you a little while for that introduction.
Well,
what are you doing? Equipment problems?
No, I was just promoting the show. Everything went smoothly. It's working nice here. All the controls are all working.
I figured when you didn't give me any of the pay that I earned last year, you'd at least use the money for good reason, like, you know, becoming a better radio show host instead of, you know, squandering it. But it seems like the problems from last year are still here. There are still technical issues. I'm still not well respected. I don't have my own segment. I mean, the problems are just going to be here forever, and, you know, the fans won't be there.
So are you saying you're saying you want your own segment? Does that mean you feel disrespected that you have to be on the phone with Matt? Was that a shot at Matt?
I mean, honestly, I just feel like I'm the one who carries the show a lot of the time. Like, you know, I know most of my friends on Saturday night, they have other things to do. But, you know, once they hear that I'm on the air, that's when they cancel their plan. They sit by their radios.
It's like a fireside chat.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I was much better than you. Goodness.
How do you know?
I mean, Ben, it's nothing short of a miracle that the radio company decided to renew your show.
Well,
yeah, I feel like I said something similar earlier.
Well, you boys aren't going to think that when you see the check I'm about to get. That's a large check.
Ben, are you going to play?
You don't have any guest stars besides me and Matt. You don't have good music playing. I mean, you know, honestly, I'm not sure why so many people listen to the show as they do.
Speaking of music, Benjamin, I think you should play some Christmas tunes.
No. Will,
first day of October.
He's been badgering me for Christmas songs for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I haven't been on the air. I've been busy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we're not playing any Christmas songs, so just give it up.
Are we going to do that near the holiday season?
Into my own hands.
What, Will?
Are we going to do that near the holiday season?
Yeah, maybe. We might. We'll see. Maybe.
I mean, I know country music stars love their Christmas music.
They do. Yeah. They do put out a lot of Christmas albums, yeah. Will,
so,
I want to talk to you about...
What's the agenda for today?
Oh, I just want to get your take on why the Patriots can't lose a game. What are you doing, Matt? Matt's trying to play his own music on here.
You know, I'm gonna ignore that, and I'm just gonna say that in regards to your question, that the Patriots are not as good as their record indicates. I think that, you know, Bill Belichick, a lot of people ask me, who's better, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? And really it comes down to a lot of things, but when you see someone...
Wait, Will, can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
I can't hear your great analysis over Matt.
Yeah, I think you got to kick him off. I mean, Matt, you know, your hero Mike Francesa would never have this happen.
We can't have you playing and singing music on the show, Matt. You're hijacking the program. Oh, the only problem is here. Oh, wait. All right. Matt, we got to get into some football talk. So if you don't mind, I think we got to talk to Will here.
Football talk. We got to talk about.
Hello, Will. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. As I was saying before you cut me off, I don't think they're that good. You know, part of it is the whole, is it Brady or is it Belichick? I think this year and in 2008 when Brady tore ACL in week one and Castle took the team to 11-5 and one game out of the playoffs,
right.
I think that kind of showed that it was Belichick's team more than it's Brady's team. At the same time, I don't think that the reason they're 3-0 is because Belichick is such an elite coach. I think played not to lose against them and have ended up, you know, seeing that Patriots are a pretty good team even without Brady, that you can't play not to lose. You have to play to win against them. I think that's what the Cardinals did, and that's why they lost. I think that's definitely what Houston did. That's why they were able to fend them off for the first half, but in the end they looked every bit as bad as the team as, you know, the Browns even. You know, I'm looking forward to them playing a good team that doesn't overestimate them.
Don't you think they should put Julian Edelman, who's their one of their receivers, don't you think he should be the quarterback for the next game?
I don't know. I don't think he has the personality to be a quarterback. I think that's the most important part of being a New England Patriots quarterback.
Don't you think they should sign Bill Belichick to a one-week contract and put him in as QB? Do you think they'd still win?
I honestly think they do, and here's why. I think that a lot of Bill Belichick, what makes him so great and mysterious is the hoodie.
Yeah.
And I think Roger Goodell, because he loves the Patriots, would allow Bill Belichick to wear said hoodie in the game as quarterback. And I think he would just be destined for a lot more success than, you know, your standard run-of-the-mill quarterback if he was allowed to wear that hoodie.
The hoodie could definitely get him a win.
You can't disagree with the logic.
The great logic. I mean, even though you're clearly a Patriots hater.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the Patriots much at all, so maybe my valuation of their progress so far is a little off, but I still don't think they're as good as everybody thinks. I think Philadelphia is pretty impressive.
Do you think Philadelphia is as good as their record says they are? I mean, 3-0.
I mean, it depends on how you think of 3-0. On the one hand, if you think it means they're one of the, what is it, four teams right now are 3-0? If they're one of the four best teams in the league, you're crazy. On the other hand,
five teams are 3-0.
If you think it's a good start and that it could be the sign of something more, I can't disagree with that. But all these people that are already on the Carson Wentz hype train,
yeah,
they don't remember, you know, the last time a quarterback did really well in his rookie year and ended up doing absolutely nothing afterwards. And that guy's name is Robert Griffin III. I mean, he won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and, you know.
Right.
He hasn't done anything really since then. I mean, granted, a lot of that's injury, but the more tape you get on these rookie quarterbacks, the more, you know, the less magical they look.
Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
I think everyone's just waiting to find, you know, like once more game tape comes out, that's when he starts to lose some of his luster in-game. But I love the story. I mean, he's clearly a big football fan, and he clearly cares about the game, much like a guy like Luke Kuechly. But at the end of the day, it's going to catch up to him like it catches up to everyone. Game tape is the best way to game plan.
So you don't think he's the next Eli Manning, next stud QB in the NFL?
I mean, I think he could be Eli Manning because I don't really think the bar that Eli Manning sets is all that high. I don't think he's the next Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's the next Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, Eli's older brother, the one that's funny in the commercials.
Well,
I don't think he's like any of those guys. So,
don't you think Eli and Aaron Rodgers are like, it's a coin toss on who you would take? Pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, like if you were to handicap like 20 points with Eli Manning, then yeah, I think it's a valid coin toss.
Oh, okay, well, that's not a nice comment, but that's fine. Todd Gurley, I took him pretty high in the draft, the running back for the Los Angeles Rams. He had a good week last week. His first 2 weeks were terrible. Should I keep him? Should I try to be trading him now after that good last week, or should I hold on to him? And you think he's gonna make an impact here coming up?
You know, I really don't think so, and here's why. I'm not a big fan of rookie running backs that have a good year and then go into their sophomore year. Historically, they fare a lot worse than they did in their rookie year. They get all this hype. I'm sure you picked Todd Gurley early in the draft.
Yep.
Within the first 5 picks, I'd imagine.
Yep, that's true.
You know, the sites hype him up. They think he's going to be great, and the reality is that these sophomore running backs have the same problem that I was telling you about Carson Wentz. It's the more game tape that comes out for them, and the more unbalanced the offense becomes, the more these defenses just game plan and stack guys in the box. I mean, you saw it this year early on with Adrian Peterson. I mean, the first 2 weeks he got a combined 20 yards on the ground because teams were not respecting the pass. They said, this is a team that's only going to run the ball. We can stop Adrian Peterson. He's 31. And even though he has great vision and ball carry skills, it doesn't mean a darn thing if you stack 10 guys in the box. So,
right.
That's what they're doing to the Rams. The Rams don't have a quarterback really either.
Right.
And that's the reality of it. Would I say to trade him now? Probably not. I think he probably has another good week or two left in him where you could really capitalize on his value.
Okay.
That said, I wouldn't hold him any longer than week 6.
All right. Well, we'll have an update on that.
At that point, you're probably stuck with him.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be stuck with him. So, well, you know, it was great having you here. I'm happy I don't know if I'm happy, but it was nice to avoid the personal insults a little bit. Although you did attack my show at the beginning, but that's fine. I'll get over that.
I'm just saying most of your viewers are here for me. They're not here because, you know, you provide some great insights into the world or anything.
Well, I thought, you know, never mind. I take that back. No, we did get into the mud, so that's fine. That's okay. You know, we expect that from you, Will. We expect it from you.
I'm sure the reason why people, you know, listen to the radio is to listen to some country music when they could just listen to it for free on Spotify. So,
well, that's why we're providing the great, insightful talk here. That's what people want to hear.
Yeah, but it takes two to tango, and really, I'm the reason why people are listening. It's not because of you in the background. It's because of this voice.
Well, you're not the one getting the check at the end of the week, so, you know.
That's true.
You know, my name's on the program, not yours.
I can't imagine you are either.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Yep. All right. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. All right. That was Will Agathis. I think we got, somehow, oh, no, geez. All right. Well, we got somebody else calling in. a surprise guest. He will be calling in after we play a new song from Luke Bryan, which is a great song. He released his new EP for this farm tour that he does. It's a pretty quality song, so we'll put that on, and then we'll have a surprise guest.
Crazy when I said ma'am to that little old lady. You ain't heard talking like that lately, but I can see it's got you smiling. And you say you still remember our first date, me cooking you dinner, and how I didn't even try to kiss you at the end of the day, 'cause I was raised to stand up when you walk in the door. Southern gentleman. I'm gonna open up these plantation blinds to the sun coming up in your pretty blue eyes. Tell you you're beautiful a thousand times a day. Till you're in love with the way that I stand up when you walk in the door. Just put your hand in mine. And won't you come here when you walk in the door? Let me spin you around this old hard pine floor. Rock your baby on a wraparound porch underneath the magnolia blossom. Walk you down old Live Oak Road, barefoot bridge, see a sunset show. Say I love you and I pull you close, and you know it's true as the gospel. Nobody gonna love you better than. Can't nobody ever love you better than this southern gentleman.
So that's Luke Bryan on the phone now. We have one of the preeminent football analysts in the country, Mr. John Gruden. John, welcome. How are you? Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I forgot to connect you. Restart in like 10 seconds. Yeah, we got to have him restart here. I forgot to connect him to the air. Jumped the gun. All right, now we welcome Mr. Gruden to the program. John, how are you?
Mr. Benjamin Janicek, how are you? Listen, you guys were talking NFL. I'm here to talk some college football, man. We're watching Alabama, Kentucky. Let me tell you something, man. These guys can throw the football around.
Wow, you want some Alabama, Kentucky? Listen, Alabama's a great team. Great team.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. Great team. Speaking of great teams, we got a great team on the club baseball team. We got this pitcher, Victor DeCenzo, man. Victor DeCenzo, they call this guy the microwave. Because let me tell you, man, you guys get loose in a hurry, he'll get warm in a hurry, man. Some good stuff. So that is all I prepared for the show today. Mike Gruden, Mel Kiper coming very shortly. I just got to get some more video out there and see what I can do with Mel, but he'll be coming shortly, a couple weeks.
Of course, the voice behind that great John Gruden impersonation. John Gruden, of course, is the former coach of the Bucks.
and is now a football analyst on ESPN.
Super Bowl champion in 2003, man.
That's Mike Ippolito there behind the voice doing a great job. And he's got another voice coming maybe next week that we'll hear from Mel Kiper, the draft analyst. So listen, you got great people here, you know.
Oh, listen,
you're doing a great job.
The table helped the show, you know. You guys talking football, I had to jump in. Your one friend wanted Christmas music, is that correct?
Yeah, he wanted Christmas music, and I didn't give it to him. So then he started playing his own Christmas music into his phone and singing. We don't want to hear that.
Listen, we can't have that. But what I wanted to tell you, actually, and we could probably talk about this off the air. Apparently, Chris Young is coming out with a Christmas album.
I did see that.
I'd be very interested. Yeah, did you see that? Is it coming out soon?
I did see that. Yeah, he is coming out with a Christmas album.
Listen,
I know you're a big Chris Young guy.
Oh, listen, we're a big country guy, you know. Yeah. Anyone who's not, I don't know if Joe Santy's listening, but, you know, you got to get on it.
You know.
Is he listening right now, Joe?
He may be. He's been texting me a little bit. I think he wants to call in, so we'll see.
You get Joe to call in and you know, suggest a good country song, and I'll for 100%.
All right, I'll love it.
All right, man, listen, I didn't want to take too much of your time. Just wanted to drop by and say have a good weekend.
You too, Ev. I appreciate you calling in. Great effort. I'll see you soon. Bye. Mike Ippolito there, he's got some voices ready to bring to the program. You know, we're not going to unveil them all at once. First, we got Gruden there, which is just, I mean, I don't know how many people know John Gruden, but if you know him, I mean, you know, first of all, it's a great impersonation. And second of all, you know, not many people funnier who don't mean to be funny, who are just funnier than John Gruden. I mean, just the stuff he says is ridiculous. So That'll be a staple of this program, Mr. Gruden here over the season. So we look forward to Ippo calling in more. And you know, Mel Kiper, who is also on ESPN, does his college football NFL draft analysis. So he may also be making an appearance. And of course, you know, Senator Bernie Sanders may be calling in next week. So we got plenty of guests here to occupy your time. But well, you know. We'll get into this next week. We'll get into all the polling and a couple of these studies I found. We'll get into it next week because we don't have enough time. So right now, we'll get into I know this is a favorite of Mr. Ippolito's. I hope he's still listening. He may not be, but he may be, of Ippo and Robbie. They're big fans of this one. We'll fire up the newest song from Kenny Chesney.
Drunk on La Cienega Boulevard, taking pictures of people we thought were stars. It's easy to give into your heart when you're drunk on La Cienega Boulevard. With the song coming out of the speakers, with the band that you had on your t-shirt, we were screaming cause all the streets were empty. And you kissed me and we were up all night and we were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were in a hotel singing in the hallway lights. We were striking the matches right down to the ashes, setting the world on fire. On the mirror, we were shouting out the window like they could hear us at the pier. So do you think we'll live forever as we killed another beer? And you wrote I love you and lipstick on the mirror. And we were laughing until we were breathless, never found anything so reckless. We were all lit up and restless and coming.
We were in a hotel singing in the hallway.
we're approaching the end of the broadcast here, but we do have one more caller calling in from Lafayette College. Is a player on the club baseball team, one of our great players, Mr. Joe Sensi. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just figured I'd tune into the show real late at night. Figured for the extra little listeners that are staying loyal to the broadcast.
Yeah, great. We would love to have you. No, people listen to the end here, so you got all the listeners. Don't worry.
Okay. So, I have a very important question to ask you.
Okay, hit me. I have not heard this question before. Okay,
all right.
Go.
Well, my question is, this whole political debate going on, the whole race, campaigning, how does one of the new generation who everyone encourages to vote, you have to vote, voice your opinion, how does one choose the lesser of two evils?
How do you do that?
Does the person just simply not vote? What's your recommendation?
So you're starting with the premise you think it is the lesser of two evils, you're not a big fan of either person?
See, I can't fully agree with one side or the other. I don't feel like I'm leaning one way.
I see. Well, you know, I don't think you're ever going to fully agree with one side or the other, but I feel like you got to prioritize which issues matter to you, you know? What two or three things are you like, yeah, I care about those things? And then you got to see who you agree with on that, and maybe that's how you go.
Well, I generally lean more Democrat.
Okay.
It's what I view personally as the more rational thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know you, Mr. Rational, Joe Sensi. Come on.
Being said that,
yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of either Quinn or Trump themselves as an individual. So if I can't endorse the individual themselves, how should I support a party, knowing that they are the lead?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'll try to persuade you over here. Get on the Trump train. Let's go. Get on the bandwagon. Well,
I'm not a personal Trump advocate.
I guess I have to be now. I'm not going to be a Hillary advocate, that's for sure. I chose the lesser of two evils, you know.
You chose the lesser of two evils. Okay.
It was a tough decision. I mean, I was not a happy decision for a while. For a solid month, I was not happy supporting Trump.
I don't think I could ever throw down a vote on a ballot, send it away, and say, I made the right choice.
Yeah,
there's always like that little hint of regret. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. I understand that. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it's a tough election to come of age in terms of being able to vote. It's a tough election. It really is. A lot of people are facing this dilemma. I feel like you got to prioritize which issues matter to you, and then you got to see who's there on that. And you know, we can talk about those issues with you. You know, next show or later on, whenever I see you.
I understand. It's late in the broadcast. They were coming to the close.
Yeah. So,
but I have one little quick question before you go off the air.
Go ahead, yeah.
Head on out. How does one who's been forced, and I mean absolutely pelted with country music.
This is going to be about country music.
Turn the page here and just listen to one song and go, I can dig this. How does one make that change? Is it just like out of the air, or is it just like...
Well, I mean, you're fine. You have one song. You have that George Strait song that you like, which is just, I mean... There's no explaining that. Coming from a guy who's talking about rationality a few minutes ago, I mean, that's one of the most irrational, illogical things I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
You know, you can't explain it all with the logic. You know, you never know. Who knows what's going on in your brain that makes you like that song and then hate everything else?
But when someone slaps down the aux cord,
Comes
in some Florida Georgia Line,
Blake
Jones, Kenny Chesney, okay, I can deal with that.
Okay.
When someone slaps down Florida Georgia Line, I can't help but tremble as my ears quake.
Well, that's tough because I know Ippo's really trying to convince you to like it, and he's using that Florida Georgia Line as a new album as his ammo.
Please, he says it every single day. One day he's going to change me, and I just can't seem to get behind the movement.
Well, you got to look deeper into the lyrics than you may think. Is there. I think there's more there in them than you're giving them credit for. Not every song. A lot of songs, no. A lot of Florida Georgia Line songs, no. But some, yes. You got to appreciate the songs that put a lot of heart into those lyrics where they're really talking about their lives. You got to appreciate that, I feel like. So there are some good ones that you know that's just like, that's their life right there. They're just laying it out, you know, laying it bare for the song, you know. You got to appreciate that.
Because as soon as they say the word truck or anything regarding a motor vehicle, I can't help but just
You know? It's a reflex for you, but I'm saying you got to fight that reflex.
It's like a gag reflex. You know what I mean? You just can't even swallow what they're trying to spit into your ears. It's just been a raging moment. I don't know whether to just smash the stereo. Like, who's to blame here?
I don't know why you have such anger over trucks. Right. What's so wrong about trucks?
Maybe it's just me. But when I walk into a party and country music's blasting, I'm not a fan.
It's not just you, but I mean, there's other people would disagree.
And I understand the show. It's all pro country music. Like, you guys are huge on it. I think you have a little bit of a bias, so I don't think you can lean either way. But me, preferably, I'm going to go more towards those 80s disco and, like, you know, all the real good music as opposed to all this heartache and poor sadness on the range.
Well, we don't need to have heartache. You know, you can have a truthful song without the heartache, you know. They could be just singing about their lives.
It ends up being about trucks and beer, and I don't know if I can get behind the movement.
Yeah, but it's real. It's real. That's the thing. You got to appreciate the realness there.
I guess I just can't relate because I'm a suburban child.
That's it. Hard to relate. That's the thing.
But I mean, Ippo ain't exactly a country boy either, so I don't know what the mix here. Or Robbie. How about Robbie coming over from Boston? What's that about?
You better hope they're not listening, because if they are, they're on their way over to your room right now.
Well,
I'm
willing to do like a four-way debate on this issue, because I think it's got to be broadcast to the people. The people need to speak. Forget about the election. Let's talk about music.
So here's what we're going to do next week. We're going to have you and Ippo on a conference call here with me. We're going to play.
I would love that.
We're going to have him pick a really good song that he thinks represents country music very well, and we're going to have you two analyze the song.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do next week, and we'll figure this out.
I will be happy to do that.
Okay.
I'm 100%, count me in. I'm so down to do this.
That's what we're going to do. All right, put it in the books. Okay. Clear your calendar for 5 or 10 minutes.
Call it a date.
All right, love it, Joe. It's always a date.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Let you go now. Thank you for having me call into the show. Thank you, people, for listening here.
Thank you.
I have a great question to ask you next show, but I'll save it.
Oh, teaser. Joe, you know how to do this, Joe. Great teaser there. We'll love to see that.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, Ben.
See ya. Bye. All right, well, we'll probably take away my show now that we're going over time, but I mean, you know, you got to get in the questions here. People have important questions to ask, and we're going to answer them. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We went a little over time, but that's fine. At least I think it's fine. If they want to take the show away, that's not fine. We're going to keep the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back next Saturday, 7 o'clock. You know, Senator Sanders, John Gruden, Mel Kiper, great debate about a country song, probably. We're going to analyze the polls. We're going to look at a couple studies I brought up that we didn't have time to get to today. We're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in football. We're going to preview the week. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about the election. It's going to be great. So next Saturday, 7 o'clock, right here, WJRH.org, 104.9 FM. And it's going to be a great show. We're going to have an even better second show than we had first show. So thank you, everybody. Have a good one.